Hello, welcome to another episode of Everyday English Idioms with Eloquence. Part of being human is having the ability to find the courage to do something we don't really want to do, or to deal with something unpleasant. It's just a part of life. We have an idiom for this situation. It's bite the bullet. I imagine that if you've heard a native speaker use this idiom, you were able to understand the gist, the meaning of the phrase. By the way, if the word gist is a new word for you, it's spelt G-I-S-T. G as in golf, I as in India, S as in Sierra, and T as in tango. And it means the general meaning of something. But understanding a phrase and then feeling comfortable about using it ourselves can sometimes be two different situations. So, to help you feel more comfortable about using it yourself, here are some examples of how we can use it in our normal everyday communication. The shower has been leaking all week. I'm going to have to bite the bullet and pay a plumber to fix it. We're going to have to bite the bullet and sell the car. The government has decided to bite the bullet and raise taxes. You can't continue living with the pain. You're going to have to bite the bullet and have the operation. The CEO decided to bite the bullet and allocate funds to outsource the distribution process. I can't leave it any longer. I'm going to have to bite the bullet and clean those windows. So you see, we use this idiom when we're talking about something that we don't really want to do, but that we have finally accepted that the time has come for us to do it. It might be something that will be physically or psychologically painful, or it might be something that we find difficult or challenging, or even just something that we simply do not enjoy doing. We also often use this idiom when we're speaking about having to pay for something that is an unexpected cost, or a cost that we don't want to afford at the moment, or can't afford at the moment. If you'd like to access the transcripts for any of the Eloquence Idiom podcasts, you'll find them in the members area of the website at englishwitheloquence.com. I suspect that you can probably think of quite a few examples where you could use this idiom, bite the bullet. If you'd like to send them to me via the website, please feel free to do so. Thank you for listening. As always, I wish you all the very best. Stay safe and stay positive.